Today, the Senate was expected to conclude its work on a major overhaul of the U.S. tax code for corporations. But the version of that bill that emerged from negotiations with the House sent several senators to the floor to protest. Legislative business came to a noisy halt over issues ranging from tobacco regulation and pay for National Guardsmen and reservists. NPR's David Welnup joins us to talk about what's going on. David, this is supposed to be the day Congress goes home to campaign for re-election. What's going on?
Well, Robert, too much is going on, and at the same time, too little is going on. The Senate has some big pieces of legislation to move that are running into some serious 11th-hour legislative gridlock. Right now, the Senate is stuck debating a reorganization of its oversight of intelligence. Things were going just fine when they passed a bill earlier this week revamping the executive branch's intelligence organization. But a very messy turf battle broke out when they tried shifting responsibilities among Senate committees for intelligence oversight. And there's also a big standoff over a disaster relief bill that started out helping hurricane-hit areas and ended up including money for drought relief in the upper Midwest. And then finally, there's the corporate tax bill, which critics call a $135 billion fix for a $4 billion problem, which right now looks like it may be held up by a talkathon filibuster.
Now, a filibuster, or even the way in which senators are able to threaten a filibuster, that's a pretty drastic measure, isn't it?
It is, but it may be the only weapon available for those who want to stop this bill, because the House has already approved this bill, and it can't be amended. It can only be accepted or rejected or filibustered.
Well, explain to us how regulation of tobacco by the Food and Drug Administration has become a sticking point in the corporate tax rewrite.
Well, many senators have been trying unsuccessfully for years to give the FDA jurisdiction over tobacco, citing its highly addictive nicotine. But they were always stymied by lawmakers from tobacco-growing states, and those tobacco state lawmakers never rounded up enough votes to get the federal government to buy back tobacco-growing quotas from farmers. So a deal was worked out in the Senate linking a quota buyout with FDA supervision of tobacco in the corporate tax bill. Mm-hmm. But then Senate negotiators tried to reconcile their version of that bill with the one passed by the House, which had no FDA provision, and the FDA provision got stripped out, and now its chief backers are threatening to hold up the bill in protest.
You're saying the compromise the senators had arrived at is no longer there in the bill that came back from the House?
No, it got stripped out. It's gone.
So what's going to happen with this bill, which needs the Senate's approval, and only the Senate's approval, to be signed into law by the president?
Well, despite all the political theater, it's almost certain to pass. There is another hang-up that it's running into right now, which is over a provision that was in the Senate version of the bill that would have given businesses that paid employees who are guardsmen or reservists who've been sent off to Iraq and who've taken a pay cut as a consequence. Those businesses were paying the difference in their pay, and this would have given them a tax break.
A tax break for that, right?
Right, and it would have been worth $2 billion. But it was stripped out also by House GOP negotiators. And Mary Landrieu, a senator from Louisiana, is threatening to filibuster this corporate tax bill because of that. But, you know, there are so many things in this tax bill. It's huge. There are 246 some provisions in it. And both Democrats and Republicans who are up for re-election next month stand a lot to gain from it. So they're going to try to pass it.
Odds are it'll pass, you say. Thank you very much, David.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's David Welnup speaking to us from the Capitol.